Said to Nicodemus, "No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord. Today is the feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross, also known as Triumph of the Cross. It was around 326 that it said that St. Helena, the mother of Constantine, inspired in a dream to search for the true cross of Christ, discovered. During her investigation in Jerusalem, she learned from local Christians and Jewish leaders that the cross was buried beneath the temple of Venus, pagan god. Therefore, she had the temple demolished and the area excavated carefully. She found the tomb of Jesus, the Holy Sepulchre, as well as three crosses, a wooden plank with Pilate's inscription, and three nails. However, to identify which of the three crosses was the true cross of Christ, the local bishop, St. Macarius, would touch the three crosses to the corpse of a dead man, as well as a woman who was suffering from an incurable illness. When one of the crosses restored the life of the dead man, and when the woman with the incurable illness was instantly healed, they learned that they had truly found the cross of Christ. Brothers and sisters, the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ restores life and provides healing. When we consider the first reading, we find that the people of Israel were complaining against God and against Moses, saying, "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in this desert without food or water? We're disgusted with this wretched food." The food that they were complaining about was the manna that our Heavenly Father provided for them from heaven, this bread of heaven. It appears that the people of Israel at this time was suffering from a heart of ingratitude, for they failed to recall how the Lord delivered them from the bondage of Egypt. They failed to remember how the Lord pronounced on the Egyptian gods. For each plague was a judgment against an Egyptian deity. The people of Israel seem to have forgotten how the Lord parted the Red Sea for them, the Red Sea, that they may cross over on dry land, thereby escaping Pharaoh and his army. When they were hungry for meat, the Lord satisfied their appetites with quail in the desert. And when they were thirsty, he provided and quenched their thirst with water from a rock that will follow them throughout their sojourn in the desert. The people of Israel were suffering and complaining. Their heart was full of murmuring and ingratitude. However, the Lord, in his mercy and his kindness, when he inflicted this punishment on the people of Israel, when he commanded the serpent, the fiery serpent, to bite them because of their disobedience, because of their grumbling, because of their ingratitude, he would instruct Moses to create a seraphim, place it on a pole, so that all those who were afflicted by these venomous snakes will look upon it and receive healing. In today's gospel reading, we hear how the Lord referred to Moses lifting up the seraphim in the desert. And he said that the Son of Man must be lifted up so that all those who believe in him might have eternal life. He said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish, but might have eternal life." Brothers and sisters, we are loved by our Heavenly Father, for he has given all for the salvation of the world. And although we are unworthy of his love, we can have confidence in knowing that we are loved by God Almighty. And just as the people of Israel complain, so do we sometimes. We fall into this trap of complaining. We fall sometimes short. We sin. But our Lord, in his mercy, in his kindness, in his love for us, allowed himself to be afflicted, tortured, and nailed to the cross. For Christ, for his great love for us, shed his blood for us, thereby washing away our sins. And sometimes we take that for granted, thinking that God's mercy was always given to us. Although he loved us dearly, he still called us to holiness. He still called us to worship. Therefore, as we engage this feast of the exaltation of the Holy Cross, ask that we would spend some time gazing on the cross, contemplating, meditating, reflecting on our Lord's love for us, reflecting his victory over death, for it is by his death that he destroyed death. It is by his resurrection that he opened heaven for us, for those who believe in him. I ask that we spend some time gazing on his cross, whether it be the processional cross here in Mass, or the crucifixes that we wear about our necks, or the crosses that we have mounted over our doors and our homes, reflecting on our Lord's great love for us, how he shed his blood for us, how he prepared the world to receive him over generations, to receive his son, who will come into the world to reconcile us to the Father. And as we reflect on his great love for us, his victory over death, we offer him from the depths of our heart a thanksgiving of praise. A thanksgiving that his cross, not being a sign of defeat, but a sign of victory, his victory over death. We offer him a thanksgiving of praise for his infinite love for us. We offer him a thanksgiving of praise for restoring our life again in him. We offer him a thanksgiving of praise for healing our sin-sick soul. Let us remember this feast and offer praise and glory to our Heavenly Father for his unbounded mercy, his infinite love and compassion. Amen.